Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Thunder lead by one. On the bench, fouled out. Adams looking. They get it to Jabari Smith. His toss for the win. No good! And the Thunder with an opening night victory.
All right, there you go. That's courtesy of NBC. And as I said, that game was not kind to me. I'm watching the first half, and I'm like, man, they're scoring way more points than what I expected. There was that stretch where, I'm used to being in basketball games. Mm-hmm. You might have 20 points in a five-minute span and then go the next 5 minutes and have four. You know, and that's kind of what was going on last night, where they made, like, the first quarter seem really busy, a little slower towards the end. Second quarter, it slowed down a little bit. Definitely on pace to go under. It goes under if it doesn't go in the first overtime. I didn't check to see if it still could have gone under without the second overtime, because I believe they scored 20. You know what? I think it would have went under without the second overtime. So it's just a bad break. But again, you could talk about this and say it's a bad break, but I'm going to catch a couple as well where it goes to overtime and I have an over and win. Mm-hmm. That just sucks. And we all know the breaks when you're gambling. This happens all the time. Just a frustrating game. Just to go over last night, I was dead wrong on the Lakers. Luka and Austin Reeves showed up. DeAndre Ayton, man, I hope I don't have to see that all year long from you. Good God, what a lazy-ass effort. When you signed a guy that couldn't make it to a game because he was snowed in with a porn star, you can't get out of your own driveway? I've never dealt with snow. Do you know that? He missed a game, snowed in with a porn star. His dumb ass fell in love with a porn star. How does that even make sense?
Yes, he did.
Anything worse than that is falling in love with a stripper thinking she loves you just because you're tipping her.
No, I think falling in love with a porn star is actually worse.
I'm saying you're there and you're tipping the girl and you think she's in love with you and you're sending her, you know, you're giving her money. He's at least getting something back at the house.
Yeah, but so is the guy when she leaves to go to work.
Oh, okay. My bad. Anyway, going back to last night, so I hit my favorite college football game. It was just a really interesting night. So I get burned in the Rockets game. Western Kentucky is up huge at the half. They're getting 3.5 points. Western Kentucky scores 0 points in the second half. It goes to overtime. They both scored a touchdown, and Western Kentucky decided to go for two, and that's how I ended up winning the game. They get it or miss it. I'm getting 3.5, but it goes to overtime. They score a touchdown. You got to go for a touchdown. You don't get it. Now I've lost after covering from start to finish, you know, or damn near finish. So I end up winning that. I lost the other college football game. I said it was my least favorite. I liked the under. It was more of a lean for me, but I lost it. In the NHL, Kings under, no problem. I mean, I was feeling like king of the castle. I told everybody that San Jose and the Islanders were going to be the high scoring game of the day. They score 4 goals in the first period. Then they add on 2 more in the next 10 minutes. You're like, man, I got 6 goals. I need 1 more goal in the next 30 minutes. They made me wait like 25 minutes and they scored 1 more goal. So I won the game, but you're like, those are the types of games where you're going, how? Like you guys are moving up and down the ice, scoring on each other. And then it just stops. And I mean, but that's sports. I mean, it's about runs, right? It's about making these types of runs and seeing it. In hockey and soccer, you have a lot less scoring usually, and you got to take advantage of it when it happens. But felt fortunate going 2-0 in hockey. I'm on a 4-game hockey win streak. And just like I've been telling everybody, I don't know anything about this sport. Well, all I know is I can handicap it. Really? I win in hockey every year.
Don't figure it out.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm not trying to be a fan of anyone. Honestly, what I think happens is I just use where the money's going. I use analytics. I look at the games, the matchups. There's no bias whatsoever.
Right.
It's not me looking at it going, oh, I love the way Scottie Barnes is playing. Got to take the Raptors tonight. Or they're on a 3-game win streak and this team's got this. No, I'm not looking at any of that stuff. I'm just watching the money and using analytics and betting. And to be fair, I started off 0-2. And I'm like, man, I sat here and told everybody how good I was at hockey. And I lose my first two games. And then now I've rattled off 4 in a row. So it's been good. And in the NBA, again, with the Lakers, that was disappointing. But there's a full slate tonight, and there's a lot that I like. So let me just dive right into it because we don't have much time. I'm going to speed through this. In the NHL, I like the Sabres -110. There's only 3 NHL games tonight. College football, one of my favorite plays today is Delaware over. They're playing Middle Tennessee. 55 is the total. Delaware can score with the best of them, man. They really can. Outside of that game at Colorado where they didn't look great. But again, that's probably the toughest opponent they faced. They can put up points in bunches, and I don't think Middle Tennessee State is going to have issues. They might even get some late backdoor because Delaware's favored by 8.5, 9, something like that. So this could be a game where they're pulling away and it doesn't matter and you get some backdoor scores there. But I think this could get over the 55 in 3.5 quarters easily. I just think they're going to score. I do like Missouri Southern. They're on the road. They're -1. As I always say with this, I'd rather pay whatever juice you might see. I would take Missouri Southern on the money line. It may be -115. Ain't nothing worse than having a team -1 and they win by one. You're like, I just push because I wouldn't pay a damn nickel. A nickel. No, 5 more cents. It's insane. The NBA tonight, love the Knicks. They're a home underdog to the Cavaliers. Knicks are the favorites to win the Eastern Conference. +1.5.
Home dog?
Yeah.
To the Cavs, huh?
Yep.
Cavs are a good team, but it's kind of surprising.
They are. I mean, Donovan Mitchell loves playing in the Madison Square Garden. I mean, I think he's done the double nickel before like Jordan. I like the Magic -8. I like the Hawks -5.5 against the Spurs. I think the Raptors. I think everyone's reading the Spurs and Mavs game wrong. Everybody thinks there's going to be all this scoring. It's 225.5. I think it's going to be more defensive minded. I think the offense and Dallas is going to go through Anthony Davis. You'll see additions of Cooper Flagg. He's going to get paid a lot of attention because he's a rookie and everyone's talking about him. So I'm sure when it comes down to it, the Spurs might put an absolute dog on him for the whole game, see what he looks like. And then they got Wemby. Wemby's a freak of nature and protects that hoop. And if he's in the game, it makes it way more difficult for them to score. I think this game is slower. One of my favorite games on the evening, it's not Thursday, is it?
No.
Give me the Bulls over. They're playing the Pistons. What people fail to realize sometimes is the Pistons played at one of the fastest paces last year. Cade Cunningham was on another level before he got hurt. One of the best players in the Eastern Conference. And I don't think he's getting that just due because it's the Pistons. I think the Pistons make the playoffs this year. I think they make a run. But I like this spot for points. I think both teams score. Give me the over there. Again, my favorite plays tonight, that Delaware over, the Knicks, and the Bulls over.
410-583-1057 is the number. Zach Pearson from Bears Report joins us on the other side on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore Ravens take on the Chicago Bears this Sunday at M&T Bank Stadium. The Bears 4-2. Ravens 1-6. Joining us right 1-5, I'm sorry. Joining us right now from the Bear Report. He is Zach Pearson. What's going on, Zach?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well, man. As we get ready for this matchup right here on Sunday at M&T Bank Stadium, what is more surprising, the Bears at 4-2 or the Ravens at 1-5?
Oh, man. I'd probably say from the outside looking in, I'd say the Ravens, just because I thought, you know, they would be, you know, them in Buffalo battling out to represent the AFC. With the Bears being 4-2, I guess it's not as surprising due to the schedule being a little easier than, you know, I thought it would be at this point. It does toughen up here. But, yeah, I'd definitely say Baltimore, more surprising.
Are you a diehard Bears fan your whole life?
Yeah, I grew up around the area, yeah. So I followed a lot of bad football over my life.
That's kind of where I'm going. So how do you feel about your team? Do you finally feel like you have a quarterback? I mean, I feel like you have a great head coach, and I'm interested to see how everything plays out. But how do you feel about your team overall?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm excited for it, for this team. I think, like you said, they have the right head coach. I thought that in the offseason. I think they have the right quarterback. I do think he needs to make, you know, some improvements and get better on some key areas of the game. But, you know, while excited, you know, you have to be a little cautious. Like, we're used to being cautious here. They were 4-2 last year, and the wheels totally fell off, and they lost, you know, 10 straight games or whatever it was. I don't think that'll happen this year. I think they're on the right track, and whether they make the playoffs this year or not, you know, I'd probably lean no. I think they're building towards that for next season for sure.
Yeah, I hope so, because I'm a big fan of your quarterback here with Zach Pearson from the Bear Report. I'm a Caleb Williams fan. However, I got to be honest. He has not completed more than 60% of his passes in the last 3 weeks. He's only been over 100 passer rating once this year. Am I expecting too much from him? Am I saying expectation too high when I say he can be a franchise quarterback, or am I spot on with this based on what you see?
I mean, I think he can be a franchise quarterback. I think the expectations have to be that because he was number one overall, and right. You know, they turned down the chance for other teams to trade up and get him potentially. So, yeah, I mean, I think he could be a franchise quarterback. What you said there, though, you know, the last three games, and that's kind of where I'm at with it, is we haven't seen the consistency of being a good quarterback for multiple games in a row. You know, he had that huge game against Dallas, but Dallas' defense is pretty bad. He struggled against the Raiders, you know, struggled a little bit against Washington. But look, also, you know, on the other side of that, he's led a couple go-ahead drives already this year to win him a couple games. So I think it's six games with Ben Johnson. You know, last year to me was a total wash for him, just because of what he had to go through. I mean, his past game coordinator to start the year ended up being his head coach, in November. So yeah, a lot went wrong last year. There was not good vibes in that building. It was a train wreck. So I'm going to give us some more time this year with Ben Johnson and, you know, maybe see where we're at the end of the season.
I always talk to my co-host about the most important position on the field, and that's wide receiver, of course. Let me talk about Roma Dunzier. What are you seeing with him? Because it finally seems like maybe he's taking that step forward. Is he the Bears' number one? Because I kind of feel like there's been a little bit of, I don't know, disarray with DJ Moore and Caleb Williams, that Rome's kind of fit into this offense better. Are you seeing any of that?
Yeah, I would agree. You know, you just don't see that connection between DJ and Caleb like you do with Caleb and Rome. You know, Rome really put the work in this offseason. He went out, he were trained with Caleb Williams. I believe they had some throwing sessions. He has been their number one wide receiver, you know, this season, and he's developed into that. He's developed into the guy that you expected him to be when you take him at number 10 overall. And frankly, I think there's an argument he could be the best wide receiver in that class, you know, yeah, probably between him and Malik Nabers. But yeah, Rome, you know, when you watch Rome, it's not only the route running, it's the hands. I mean, he's dropped a couple passes, but he's going up and getting some contested catches. The route running is really smooth. He's getting open, and he's actually, yards after catching it, he's been a little better than I thought. So he's definitely developing into that number one wide receiver spot. You know, they have another guy in that offense, I think, that, you know, hasn't got a lot of looks yet as a rookie, but I think he could develop into their future number two potentially with Luther Burden.
Zach Pearson joins us from the Bear Report. Zach, your team as a whole, 12 sacks in six games, and 4.5 of those are from Javon Dexter and Montez Sweat. Is this more of a pass rush by committee for this Bears defense?
Yeah, you know, it is. And it's kind of tough to say because they paid Montez Sweat a lot of money to be a top pass rusher, and he just hasn't been able to be that guy. But, you know, I think if you told that to Dennis Allen that it's a pass rush by committee, he wouldn't mind that at all. They have enough guys to kind of get to the quarterback. They're starting to get to the quarterback a little more. It was a bit of a struggle early in the season. But, you know, Dennis Allen is you know, done wonders with his defense. I mean, he's disguising blitzes. He's bringing pressure. You know, he's got, you know, stunts up front. And we saw that against the Saints where it was just a masterclass from Dennis Allen outside of two drives. So, yeah, I would say they do need more, though, from their pass rushers. You know, they obviously need more from Montez Sweat. He needs to be a dominant pass rusher. They just haven't gotten much on the opposite side of him. You know, most of their sacks have probably come up the middle from Dexter and other guys like that. So getting Austin Booker back this week will help.
Zach, if you don't mind my asking, why did they expect a Sweat to be that dominant pass rusher? Up until the time they got him, he never had double-digit sacks. He's only done it one time, and that was actually the year that you acquired him midseason.
Yeah, because he had 6-6. Well, they just see him. I mean, that's just Ryan Poles believing that he can be with that potential and what he did show. I know you said, you know, didn't hit double digits, but Ryan Poles believes he can have that potential, and they paid him a lot of money. So they're banking on that. But, you know, and also part of that, too, is they went out and got Dio Odabingo from Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And he's not, outside of 1 week, he has really struggled. And they paid a lot of money for him, too.
One last thing, facing Roquan Smith, it looks like he'll be back this week. What are your thoughts on Roquan? Did you love him when he was there? Did you feel like it was time to move on from him?
Yeah, he was awesome. His rookie year is my second year covering the team, and he was a great guy. Awesome player, too. You could see right away, you know, he was going to be a star. His first game against Green Bay comes in, and we had a couple of big plays. Yeah, he was great to talk to. I always thought, you know, you build around him. We have a history of linebacker play, you know, as you guys do in Baltimore, you know, Urlacher and Buckus and Singletary and Briggs. And you thought, okay, you're going to add Roquan Smith's name to that. And then the whole contract situation and all the stuff that went into that. It was a little disappointing, in my opinion, just because I thought that's a homegrown player. You know, that's someone you drafted. That's someone you can build your defense around. So, yeah, we'll see. I'm curious to see how much of a revenge game it is for Roquan, how personal he's going to take it.
There he is. Hey, Zach Pearson, the Bear Report. Thanks a lot, my friend. And, good luck after Sunday.
Yeah, you guys too. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
410-583-1057 is the number. Terps women's basketball tips off just in a couple of weeks. November the 3rd, Brenda Freeze joins us up next on The Fan. That's an appropriate song to play because on most nights, that's what the opponents do, Jeremy.
Bite the dust?
They bite the dust. Joining me right now, head basketball coach of the Terps. She is Brenda Freeze. What's going on, coach? Coach, are you there?
We got the coach?
Coach.
You mean to tell me I had this introduction?
Man, you're doing all that, and I'm watching the Grinch walk by.
Who
the
was that?
I don't know the hell that was.
Oh, there Coach, we go. Are you there?
I am. Was that a little foreshadowing for what lies ahead? I love it.
Less than 2 weeks away from the tip of the season as you take on Loyola out of Baltimore. I mean, you've got a nice little local tour. Well, they tour to you. You got Loyola, UMBC, Georgetown, and Towson. But getting back to Loyola, what type of preparation do you already prep for Loyola now, or do you wait closer to the game time?
Well, you know, it gets harder and harder every season because you would normally go back and look at a lot of film from the previous year, which you can do, but now with the transfer portal, there's so many new changes on everyone's roster. So early on, you're really kind of just playing how taking your strengths and your weaknesses, trying to adjust on the fly. I mean, yeah, you can look back at a little bit in terms of style and play and that kind of thing. But, you know, it's a lot of new rosters that are out there.
What should people expect this season when they see the Terps? Is there any – new players they should be looking at? Same style as I'm assuming that you always run, but making adjustments. What should people expect from the Terps team this year?
Well, it's really exciting. Obviously, I don't put a lot into preseason rankings. We're ranked number 10, and we hope to be, you know, higher than that when the season ends. But I think it speaks to what we were able to hit out of the portal and the players that we brought in. So I'm really excited. We're deep at every single position. We always run. We're going to be able to defend and extend a lot more in the full court. You know, being able to get the two highly coveted transfers with Yard and Garzone from Indiana, who led their team in three-point field goal percentage and three-point percentage, their all-time leading three-point shooter, as well as Aluchi Okonawa from Duke, is really athletic and athletic. But I'd actually say, you know, a lot of times our freshmen are really going to play this year. They're talented. We have quite a few that have come in immediately, and they're going to have an impact from the jump.
Yeah, I agree with you, Coach. I'm like you. I don't care about the preseason rankings unless you have me out of the top 10. Then we got to talk. So I'm with you, Coach. Coach, Brent DeVries joins us for the Terps. Coach, Jeremy brought up that transfer portal a minute ago, and people look at some of the girls that you've lost, your young ladies that you've lost, and they make that a story. But I think what people forget is that they really look deeper into it. The transfer portal has been kind to you as well.
Oh, no question. And, you know, every player has their own reason. I mean, some want to go get more playing time. There's different impactful things anymore now with rev share. So there's a lot of different elements that are coming into play. And, you know, for us, we've had a lot of success out of the portal and impactful players. You look at Kayleen Smichael a year ago, Sailor Poppenberger, Mir McLean, who's on the roster. Like, those players have all had a lot of success here on our roster, and it's going to be no different with Yarden and Aluchi.
Hey, Jeremy, true story. Mir McLean, when she went to Roland Park, took me to task. I'm so glad when that kid graduated.
He showed up at her graduation party, gave her a gift. Get out of here. Hey, Coach, I want to ask you about a family, and you guys are keeping the legacy alive. I used to joke, when I first got into radio here, we had the Brick family in, and I said, what a terrible last name for a basketball family. You guys should be called Buckets. Vicky was so special, such a great player, and I think the world of her family, and I love what they're doing. What's the relationship like with them?
It's so close. I mean, I am so grateful that I had the 2 years to be able to coach Vicky, and just so unfortunate when cancer, you know, takes the life of someone so young. We've all been impacted, but I can't say enough for the Brick family and Victor and Lynn. I mean, they didn't even go to school here, but the impact of sports, the impact of what the University of Maryland and athletics has had, and we're really proud. You know, they've honored our locker room and a scholarship and in Vicky's name. And I know for us, you know, as we go and unfold this season and as we move forward, it's going to be about embodying her spirit. And, you know, our locker room is really precious to us and the season that we're going to have and how it unfolds. So just an incredible family I can't say enough about.
And I'm assuming people know, like, the owners of Brick Bodies here locally, and they donated $1 million, which I think is just awesome. Like, their daughter, I thought she was an amazing basketball player. We had them in a couple times when I was doing the Indian Mark show. And just so much fun. So, again, I just wanted to bring it up because I think it's such a cool part of sports and when we see stuff like this.
Yeah, Brent DeVries joins us. Speaking of former players, Coach, Laura Harper was one of my favorite college basketball players. I remember I was new to the game of women's basketball. I was in my second year coaching JUCO when you guys were in the national championship 20 years ago. And I remember one of my biggest motivations for watching that was to see Laura Harper play. She ended up having a tremendous tournament. And I think you're doing one of the coolest things, Jeremy. On November the 1st, they're honoring the 20-year anniversary of that national championship. They're not doing it at Maryland. They're doing it at Towson with Laura Harper coaches.
That's cool.
And is actually going to do more probably for Towson having it there than it would financially doing it someplace else.
Rob, she's not listening. Are they saying, congratulations, we just beat your ass? Is that what's going to happen or not?
No. Congratulations, we're going to beat your ass in 5 days.
Yeah, okay.
Because they play on the 6th. But I think it's tremendous. Tell us about, first of all, before we get into the national championship win, about your relationship with Laura now.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, it's always been a really special relationship, and just so proud of her, and just that mentorship to watch her from recruiting her to a player to now just all the success she's had in coaching. And I am always her first phone call and to talk her off the ledge or just be there to be a sounding board. But what an incredible opportunity. You know, it was something that she came to me about, and, you know, I love it because we're celebrating this 06 team all year. We'll have an event at the Indiana game this year, but really awesome to be able to have this event on the 1st. And it's going to be, you know, some of the 06 other teammates are flying in and going to be a part of it as well. And a chance to celebrate, you know, the 06 team, both programs, and you know, an opportunity to be able to raise some money for Towson. And I love just all of it and just being able to relive some of those special memories.
Yeah, special memories. Jeremy, when they played that game, Stephanie was sitting on my lap watching the game. And now to have the opportunity to go and MC that event, the 20th anniversary, is surreal. It's a great honor to be a part of it. Coach, name some of the other, you know, some of the other players that are coming back.
Yeah, you know, really, really excited. You know, obviously, you know, we've had some players that have been sitting there waiting with Issy Amadou. When you talk about, you know, her ability to, she was a junior college player sitting out as a red shirt last year, and she's made a really big impact. I think everyone knows our players that are returning, but we were able to bring in, you know, a lot of international players. And I'll tell you, like, Leah Bartelma has been really impressive at that point guard position. She's played with the senior national team and has had a lot of success. And then Maria Boyko, who's come in from Belarus, not able to speak the language when she first started. And to be able to see right now the impact she's having is just blows my mind. I've been in coaching a long time, and to watch this young lady do what she's doing in the classroom, learning the language as well as what she's doing right now on the court for us is just a thing of beauty to watch. So I'm excited for our fans to really learn a lot of these new players because they're really going to have a big impact. We play in Greensboro this weekend. We play NC State, so two top 10 matchups. It's an exhibition game that doesn't count, but I think it'll gauge, just kind of to see where we're at so early.
Exhibition basketball has come a long way in college basketball. Coach, good luck to you. I literally cannot wait for the season to begin.
It'll be so much fun.
Yeah, either can we. It's going to be an exciting year. Looking forward to it.
There you go. Give me a go, Terps.
Go, Terps.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Brenda Freeze.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah, unbelievably cool.
I like, again, going back to what we were talking about with the family donating money, like, I think that's one of the coolest things you can do. I went to Archbishop Curley for their pavilion announcement as they were, and you see the family there and you see like that atmosphere. Like, that's the one thing I think at private schools that sometimes you miss at the public schools.
You do.
Where it's just like, it feels like family year after year. Yep. and seeing the older graduates and parents who sent their kids there and things like that. But this one to me is even bigger because you're keeping your daughter's legacy alive.
That's a Baltimore thing, because I know when I was in the South, the public schools are that way.
Why?
Because everybody in that town goes to the same school.
That makes sense, though.
So they come up, they literally come up together. Here, we're so segregated educationally where we go here, we go there, we go. You can have kids, three kids living next to one another that go to three different high schools. Yep. You don't have that in smaller towns. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Fan. DJ Voice, what's up, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. I got 3 points I'm going to make, and I'm going to make them quick.
What are you, a preacher? You a three-point call? Come on, go on. What you want?
All right, listen. 2 weeks ago, we talked about how they didn't want to stand around Harbaugh like he stank or like he farted or something.
Yep.
And, you know, I just want to bring up a point. It might be conspiracy theorists, but haven't all the players been taken up for all the other coaches kind of except for Harbaugh?
Yeah.
And my last point, man, I want to give a late shovel, man. I want to give us a late shovel.
Ooh.
People that live in Randallstown in the Milford Mill area that got these damn fake deers in their yards. And when you're driving down the street, you stop and you're waiting for the damn deer to cross the street. And never move. Y'all have a good morning, man.
Are you whistling at it?
Break
too?
For no reason.
Because the weird
thing I literally dodged a deer this morning.
Isn't that operator error? The deer is supposed to be there to stop other deer from coming on your lawn.
Like going on the lawn?
Yeah, going on your lawn. Oh, they see another deer there, they're not going to go up to it.
I didn't know what kind of reindeer games they were playing on people's lawns.
I don't know, man. It's Christmas time, and he's like, there was this guy in a red suit with some reindeer on the lawn, and I was waiting for him to cross.
And that's the encore for the day.
The other thing that happened is we walked out of the studio, and like, you never know if we're getting something to drink, going to the bathroom, right. Just going for a walk. And Joe goes out the door and he goes, hey, you got 2.5. And I look back and said, don't be telling everybody. I don't need everyone knowing my business.
He talked to Miss Katie. Let's go to Rosedale and get Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Hump Day Wednesday, guys.
Damn yes, right. Sir.
Should the Ravens be any more than a home field favorite against the Bears? Have a wonderful day, guys.
You too. If Lamar plays, yes.
Yes.
If Lamar doesn't play,
no. Today's going to be important. I mean, I think today's a big day to see if he's out there on the practice field.
I have anxiety.
Yeah.
I can't wait to practice, dog. I want to see if he's out there, yes. If he's not, we in trouble.
Yeah. I mean, look, they're probably in trouble as the way it is just because of how good you have to be down the stretch. And it's not just being good. It's staying healthy, too, something that they haven't done up to this point.
Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. Today is National Tavern Style Pizza Day. What is tavern style pizza? You familiar with that? Is that the kind of pizza without crust on the outside?
Yeah, it's not like Detroit style is the thicker one.
Right.
Is it a pan pizza?
Yeah, it's more like a pan pizza.
Yeah, with very little crust.
Yeah, it's thin
on the outside. Yeah,
crispier.
Hold on, I want to say I like all pizza. I prefer regular dough. I'm not a big pan crust guy, but like some of that Detroit pizza.
I don't like it.
The Underground Pizza Company.
I have not had that yet. I really want to try
it.
It's
so good.
I don't like it. Today's so good. Also National Nut Day.
Joe?
Yeah, 2.5.
Oh, sorry.
Today's National Medical Assistance Recognition Day.
Okay.
And today, if you have one, National Make a Dog's Day.
Oh, I got to do that then.
Yeah, Dog's Day.
Yeah, Dog's Day. Some birthdays in sports today would have been Jimmy Fox's birthday. He's a Marylander. Brian Boitano, figure skater.
What would Brian Boitano do?
Yeah. Former baseball player Robinson Cano turns 43 today. And former NFL tight end Heath Miller turns 43 today. Hall of Famer Ichiro Suzuki and former NBA basketball coach turned executive Brad Stevens share a birthday today. Joe, who's older?
I'm going to go Ichiro. I think he's like 55 or 56.
Who is the second one?
Brad Stevens.
That's too old. I'll give you a hint. That's too old. All right, but you still going with Ichiro?
Yeah, still going Ichiro.
All right. Yeah, Brad Stevens or Ichiro?
I'm going with what Melissa Kim said once on the airwaves. Asian don't raisin. Give me Ichiro.
Brad Stevens, young ass, turns 49. and Ichiro turns 52.
Okay.
All right. You ever say okay, too?
Yeah. Okay. I miss that. I am.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, are you kidding me?
I do, too.
I would do that all the time.
I like that because you can bust her chops, and she couldn't give a care.
She taught like a Valley girl, too, which was great. Oh, man. Anyway, I'm going down a rabbit hole here. Did you know this? I am is the shortest sentence in the English language. I do is the longest sentence. Singing in the shower is great until you get shampoo in your mouth. That's when it becomes a soap opera. Why do mermaids wear seashells? Because bee shells aren't big enough.
Ooh.
Why can't
like mermaids?
Why can't Monday lift Sunday? Because it's a weekday. I've reduced my wine consumption to one glass before bed. I went to bed 7 times last night. Went on a date with a matador. It didn't work out. Too many red flags. This one's stupid. Basketball rolls into a bar. Bartender says, can I help you? Basketball replies, I heard you need a bouncer. people that don't know the difference between burrow and burrow can't tell their ass from a hole in the ground. I flushed all my Viagra down the drain. Now the city has a hard water problem. You know, my favorite Viagra joke is the one about grandpa got addicted to it and no one's taking it harder than grandma. Hey-o. And lastly, I'll leave you with this one. I love this one. Lately, my boss has been touching me inappropriately several times a day. I can't file a complaint, though, because I'm self-employed.
<Hey-o>. All right. Vinny and Haiti up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Hump Day Wednesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.